Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Experience the unconventional,
evening, boys.
The unpredictable,
what's happening?
And the completely unorthodox,
exactly.
With rule-free Ian Lee, the late-night alternative with Ian Lee.
I've got no internet for the last 4 days.
On Talk Radio.
Here we go, last hour of the show, dear listener, sing hosannas. Not bad for a Monday, not bad for a Monday. Perky for Perky, Sparky, little bit fruity. Ian Lee, Catherine Boyle, the late night alternative, weeknights from 10 on Talk Radio, DAB, app and talkradio.co.uk, anywhere around the world. Imagine. 0344 499 1000 is the phone number. 0344 499 1000 is the telephone number if you want to give us a call. Now, Friday, what was the story that you came up with that has inspired this next little bit of the show, Catherine?
It's a technique I've heard of before, but looking at the woman who it's come from this time around,
yes,
makes me feel like, okay, this is a real thing.
I've never heard this before. This shocked me.
So I was reading in one of the online papers about a sexpert who had backed up this theory that if you women apply your intimate juices to your pulse points,
we can say vagina.
Okay. Well, if you apply those fluids to your pulse points,
we can say vaginal juices. We can say sweet nectar.
Okay, you can.
From the lady fountain.
Right, but what I'm trying to say is it has kind of powerful properties.
Actually, I don't know if we can say sweet nectar from the lady fountain. I may have to retract that. That may be a step too far. I apologise.
Anyway, I've heard people doing this, and
so you get it on your finger.
Yeah, put it on your pulse points where you'd put your
aftershave.
Your Charlie girl. And apparently, let the pheromones do the talking. And I've never spoken to anyone who's actually done it. I've heard of it, but this is why we've got Shan on.
We've got Shan Boodram on, who's got a new book coming out soon, The Game of Desire. I'm looking in, I'm thinking, yeah, this looks good. And then I see there's an audiobook version of it. I'm totes in. Shan's on the line from California. Evening, Shan. Oh, I've got the wrong fader. Stay there. Hang on, my fault. I got so excited I had to put you on the wrong fader. Shan is there. Good evening, Shan.
I'm here.
You're here. I'm sorry, I had you on the wrong fader. How are you doing?
I'm doing exceptional. I'm doing better to talk to you all. That was the greatest introduction and almost sounded scripted. Masterful.
Well, trust me, none of this is scripted. We ain't got a clue what we're going to say. Well, tell us about this technique first, because Catherine has heard of this.
Yeah.
I haven't heard of it. Where have you done it? Well, of course you've done it. It's in the book. Where did you hear this? How does it work?
Yeah, so the nickname for it right now is vabbing, and I believe that came from two comedians in New York.
Yes,
what's
ma'am.
Fascinating about this technique, as Catherine had said, it really isn't new, but as I was researching, everybody who's ever talked about doing it goes through a media storm of people saying disgusting, gross, incredible, amazing, what, how does it work?
Yeah.
And then it dies down, and then someone else comes to the forefront. So I am the 2019 vabber. there's been others before me, so thank you for paving the way.
Yeah.
I heard about this probably 10 some odd years ago. And it, as I say, we tested this out. So in the book, I worked with 6 women who are consistently, chronically single individuals who are down on love daters.
What horrible, can I just say, Shan, what a sad phrase, chronically single. I mean, that's heartbreaking.
It is heartbreaking, but it's also very common in 2019. It's difficult out there to find your person. So So we're just trying to see if are there psychological techniques or biological techniques out there that they could utilize to boost their opportunity to meet others. And I can say, I know, Catherine, that you said that I had proved that this worked. I want to say, unfortunately, no one can prove that this absolutely works. It wasn't done in a scientific lab. It wasn't a controlled experiment. So beyond anecdotal, I cannot say if this is going to work for you. And if it makes you uncomfortable, don't worry. You don't have to do it.
Uh-huh. You don't, just to say, if anyone's buying the Game of Desire, you do not. You are not in any way compelled to put vaginal juice behind your ear if you don't want to.
But you might
want
to consider it. Because what the suggestion... I understand it, Shan, was that if it makes you feel sassy, gives you a little bit more confidence, all this stuff helps.
Absolutely. I mean, and I often get asked, I compare it to, you know, that myth that if you eat a lot of pineapples, your vaginal juices or even your cum is going to taste better. And there is no scientific proof that that's going to balance your pH. However, if eating a bunch of pineapples makes you more prideful when you're getting oral sex and, you know, when you afterwards you feel compelled to kiss that person because you're like, I taste amazing, then it works. If it makes you feel sexier and cooler and more inclined to engage in certain sexual activities that otherwise you wouldn't, I say I'm all for it. So similarly to vabbing, if it makes you feel more socially lubricated, can I use that pun?
Yeah.
If you feel more socially lubricated and you feel like you put yourself out there more, you feel like you have this little secret that's giving you an extra boost in life, and that encourages you to be the better version of you out there in the dating scene, of course it works.
That's the magic, isn't it, Shan? It's confidence.
Confidence is always the magic, girl. That, I mean, for actual, to make your vaginal fluids taste great, I think my secret's apple cider vinegar to consume, not to put down there. I do not recommend that.
Apple cider vinegar does everything. It, like, cleans the house. It will make your hair look good, and now it's making your fanny taste nice. This is amazing.
But you're saying don't apply it directly to the area, because there's been a whole heap of doctor's advice, people stepping in saying, for God's sake, leave that thing alone.
Don't
people putting things up in people, sticking
don't
things
put
around
ice
it.
Lollies up there. What were the things we had this summer that we had? There was like a
garlic.
Don't put garlic up there. Don't put ice lollies up there. What are people thinking?
Yogurt.
Really?
Yogurt, soaked tampons, frozen. Yes, I've heard that several times.
Excuse
what?
Me? People.
Oh, God.
This is, the world has gone crazy at the moment. How did you, we'll talk more about the book, Game of Desire, which is it out in the States yet? It doesn't come out here according to...
It is.
Right, because it says here the 2nd of October on Amazon over here.
Yes, in America and Canada. I believe there's some place in the UK as well.
Okay.
I think if you buy it Audible or through ebook, it's out now. But I think to ship, I don't know why.
And who's is it you doing the audio version of it?
It is me doing the audio version of it, but after hearing your intro, I sincerely wish it was both of you.
Oh, Shan, listen, next time you should get
Catherine and Ian reread.
You should get Catherine to do the English version, but I'm getting because your accent is incredible. Where exactly are you from?
I'm from Toronto, Canada. So I've never heard in my life that my accent is incredible. So thank you for that. That will go on my tombstone.
Oh, man. Honestly, did you not think, Catherine?
Yeah, we've got a soft spot for Canadians.
That's some accent you've got going there. How does one... I know. Am I right that you started off as a journalist?
That is correct, yes.
How does one... I'm sure you do many, many things, but we like to pigeonhole. How does one become a sexologist? How did you kind of head towards... this direction of stuff?
I also like a pigeonhole. I love labels. I think labels are massively helpful. I started out in journalism, and as you guys know, because you may have gone to J school too, they say write what you know.
Yeah.
So if you know sports, you become a sports caster. If you know entertainment, become an entertainment reporter. And I said, I think I know sex. I think that that's the topic that I want to cover. That's what I want to talk about. And so I actually published a book coming out of graduating school called Laid. That was in 2009. And after that, I got put into this position as the go-to voice for millennials in sex education. Yeah. And I thought, well, crap, I better back this up with some more education. So I went back to school and really just threw myself in this vein in this area. But initially when I began, my whole goal was to get more people excited about learning about their sex and their intimate and their emotional side. And that is what the Game of Desire is as well, too. And that's why I included vabbing in the book, because I knew it would get people's attention.
Yeah.
But ultimately, the book is not a bunch of hacky, hokey fixes. It's more in-depth stuff, but if what brought you there is vabbing, again, then
perfect.
It works.
Exactly. It's the headline grabber. It's what we would call the clickbait, but it's got us hooked and got us interested.
And it got me to your YouTube channel, and I had a look at your videos. And the thing that I really like about them, your manner is kind of that gal pal that you can ask a gal pal. I hate that kind of thing, but that friend that you can ask anything to, right? We don't need to be three glasses of wine in to get to the real stuff with you. You get straight in there. You take questions. I saw one where you took sort of anonymous questions, things that no one dares ask anyone face to face. You're straight in there, and there is no shame involved, because here's the thing. For the amount of porn we're surrounded by at the moment, people still feel really squeamish about asking stuff that involves emotion, involves, you know, their personal life, stuff like that. It you know, we seem kind of, I don't know, it's not like we don't see it, but we don't talk about it the way maybe we could.
100%, girl. Please write my next review as well, too. That's exactly what I intend to do, is to make this topic, because sometimes when I tell people that, you know, I studied sex for a living, they're like, wow, that's so niche. That's so obscure. I'm like, I didn't just say I studied like what goes between hardwood floors, like this innocuous random topic that only five people need to know. I studied the thing that equates to why we're all here, mm-hmm. That drives so much of our behavior, so much of our motivation. And we should all be sex experts. Everyone should feel empowered to learn and pick up a book in this space, because it's going to make an impact on you, because like it or not, or love it or leave it, you are a sexual person, and we are born to bond. So you might as well get a hold on exactly what you're going to be doing to have the best outcome for you.
How are people in the States and Canada? And I see you're in California, where we kind of know that, you know, people are a little bit more open in California, significantly more open than perhaps they are in other parts of the US. But how are people generally over there about talking about this? Because we still have in the UK, I think there is still a certain embarrassment from some people. There is still a bit of, you shouldn't really be talking about that stuff. That stuff is private.
But meanwhile, their kids are learning about it from porn, and that's not an accurate representation of what a relationship is.
So how are people over there about talking about it? Are they good? Are there still some kind of, you know, some barriers?
Yeah, California, like you said, is kind of a bubble. Like, I'm sure London is a bubble to the rest of UK, and it is a bit more liberal here. However, yes, people are still uncomfortable. It's still not a topic that it's a very compartmentalized subject. You only want to bring it up, like Catherine said, with that one friend after three glasses of wine. You don't necessarily want to talk about it all the time. I had this experience where I was going to university to speak, and I had an older woman driver pick me up, and she said, "What are you going to school to talk about?" And I said, "Sex." And I just really learned to stand in my truth. That's been like a new thing for me. Stand in my truth. This is what I talk about. And so she went quiet, and then she's like, "Okay, do you mean using condoms? Do you mean telling them not to have sex?" And I was like, "Nah, kind of more about how to have better sex and how to enjoy it and orgasms. And yes, help is in there, but it's not my main message." And then she goes quiet for longer. And I was like, "Okay, this woman completely is turned off by me. She is disgusted by my work, but I'm like, I'm not going to excuse what I do for a living." Mm-hmm. And then she chimes in and says, "Do you know what? My first husband could not find my clit if it was on his nose." And then she just went in this long dialogue, because it was a long ride from the airport to school, just talking about her sex life all throughout the years. And I thought, that's a prime example of why we have to be the change we wish to see in this world.
And
because if I would have started second guessing, she would have never had that conversation.
And also, having that conversation with a complete stranger. Isn't it funny, the conversations you have with cab drivers and chauffeurs and things?
Oh, yeah, I bet you've had some great ones.
Oh, Shan, trust me. I've seen some terrible things.
Experience the unconventional.
Evening, boss.
The unpredictable.
What's happening?
And the completely unorthodox.
Exactly.
With rule-free Ian Lee. The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee.
I've got no internet for the last 4 days.
On Talk Radio.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much. But when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Experience the unconventional.
Evening, boss.
The unpredictable.
What's happening?
And the completely unorthodox.
Exactly.
With rule-free Ian Lee. The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee.
I've got no internet for the last 4 days.
On Talk Radio.
But here's the thing, right? I'm 46. In the last 3 months, I've just kind of come out as being bisexual. I'm with a...
Congratulations.
Thank you very much indeed. It's brought me a lot of shame in my life and sent me to some very dark places with mental health and drugs and all of that. And suddenly, for the last 3 months, I'm free of shame. Free of shame, Shan. And I'm in a relationship with a woman, and it is the most sexually open relationship. I don't mean we're doing it swinging from chandeliers and stuff. We're having fun, but I've never been able to be so honest in a bedroom and say, hey, do you know what? I wouldn't mind if... I'd really like it if you did that to me, and I'd really kind of like to do this to you, and would that be cool? And the other person is like, yeah, sure, let's give that a go. I've never had that. And I've wasted, 30 years of being embarrassed and being shy and being hung up and being ashamed.
And I guess probably worried that if you said something, it might give a clue to what else was going
on
that you weren't ready to talk about. God, that must have been really hard.
It's been horrendous, but the last 3 months have been amazing. And I'm 46, Shan, and I kind of thought I was, you know, kind of open-minded and liberal and stuff. So I've still got loads and loads of stuff to learn. And I think that, I mean, I don't know how familiar you are with the UK, but I think that the UK is kind of screwed up a bit about sex. Would you agree, Kath? I mean, it's a generalisation, of course.
I think we joke about it because we're embarrassed by it.
Yeah.
I think that kids, and I'm talking kids, I mean, like, you know, under 30s.
Yeah.
And, you know, even my daughter is just turning 11 and we've already had an incident where, you know, a boy has shown her stuff on his phone that I don't think she was ready to see. So here's the thing, you kind of got to accept that, I keep saying it, pornography is more easily accessed and I can't let that be the only thing my kid knows about relationships because that's the danger that they expect. Apparently, you know, choking and all that stuff is becoming more mainstream because people are being exposed to harder and harder stuff.
I guess what I'm saying, Shan, is I wish that when I was younger, I'd been able to ask my dad about stuff, right?
Yeah.
Even though he wasn't a great example to ask him. And I wish there'd been... When I was, you know, the only book in the 70s and 80s was The Joy of Sex, which we all found our parents' copies, you know, the bloke with the big beard and all of that.
It was just very hairy.
But something like this, The Game of Desire, this kind of stuff is... And I know it's not a sex manual, but this kind of stuff, being able to talk about it freely is very liberating, I'm finding. But here's the funny thing. I'm still getting embarrassed having this conversation with you now, Shan. Isn't that silly?
No, I mean, it's a muscle, right? Anything in life, you're going to be... If you do a layup for the first time, it's going to feel uncomfortable. And the 20th time you do, it's going to feel uncomfortable. And when you do it in a game for the first time, it's going to feel awkward. And so it's just practice. I actually feel the opposite, where I think that my sensor is broken, that I forget that this is a taboo topic. And so I'll be having loud conversations in public places and someone's like, we're talking about anal, you should probably keep it down. I'm like, right, this is not 2 p.m. at Panera conversation. So I think that it's totally natural. I mean, I've get nervous doing interviews, not because they're anything scary. You guys are great, awesome, welcoming people. I just don't do it every single day.
Yeah.
So I think that if you feel uncomfortable, lean into it. I think people talk about sex and they don't like it and then they stop doing it altogether. But you are a beautiful example of somebody who pushed the conversation beyond your comfort zone. And now you're having the best sex of your life,
yes,
an awesome partner, getting all your buttons pushed, and you are living your best life. So
the book is
a prime example.
Thank you, Shan. The book is The Game of Desire, 5 Surprising Secrets to Dating with Dominance. Now, what do you mean with dominance?
That means putting yourself in the driver's seat. I think women especially tend to take a very passive approach to dating. They wait to get approached. They wait to get asked out. They wait for a callback. They wait to tell someone their feelings. And I'm just saying, hey, this is a big part of your life. Imagine waiting for the right job to find you. How stupid would that sound?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right. I was talking to a friend of mine about this yesterday, saying how many times she'd gone for someone or how many times someone had approached her. And it seems like every time she ended up with someone, it's because they'd expressed an interest, you know? In what other sphere of life do you wait for that?
Right. Yeah. It's so silly that we still maintain this age-old tradition that just didn't work back then, because it's not like our grandma chose the perfect partner. God bless our grandpa, but we all know she could have done better. It's not as if we've seen other people benefit from this approach of waiting, and so why are we keeping up this tradition? Mm. We should be able to have a say in who we want to talk to and where and how and what we do in the bedroom. And so being dominant doesn't necessarily mean, you know, cracking the whip, unless that's your bag, that crack whip by all means. It just means asserting yourself and being present and leading when it calls for a leader.
Now, listen, we don't want you to give away all the secrets in the book, right? Well, people go out and buy the book. I've just tweeted the link to it, and I'm totally getting the audiobook, because I say I love your accent, and I think this is the kind of stuff I would bizarrely like to listen to while I'm masturbating. No, whoa! I'm joking. While I'm driving. It was a joke. Yay. It was a joke. But maybe, who knows? But so don't give us all the secrets and all tips, but give us, we've got vabbing. Vabbing is the headline. We've got that. Give us just another little hint of what we might be able to do, or women specifically might be able to do, just to improve their chances, or certainly improve their confidence.
Yeah, I would say unlock the different seductive potential that you have. And that means that it's not just about looking like Rihanna or Marilyn Monroe, or what's the UK equivalent of any of those people?
Hilda Ogden. Let's say Holly Willoughby. She's very popular at the moment, isn't she?
Yeah, well, there's a technique I like to call the Oprah, and the Oprah is a massively seductive technique in which you find out what really matters to somebody, and you remember that, and you talk to them about it every time you see them.
Right.
You speak to their highest self, you speak to their potential, and when they're around you, they're reminded of who they want to be. And so in your glow, they get to be the version of themselves that they dream of, and so they want more of you. So I would say one of the secrets is, yes, like, looking great is obviously a big way to draw people in, but there's other ways. You can be the kind of person who the waiter and the valet person, like, everyone loves because you're so warm, and that person is in your glow. Like, I love being around them because everyone else likes them, and so I feel like I'm with the popular person. So they're just unlocking the different ways that you can be seductive, and also acknowledging the ways that you are the red flag you're trying to avoid. I think a lot of dating tips is, like, topical, like what you can do. But a big part of it, if you're having trouble doing something, is because you're doing something not well. So identifying some of the anti-repellent things that you might be guilty of, that you're easy to identify in others, but it's hard to really figure out that you yourself might be a culprit.
Hey, Shan, how cool are your parents? Because we, on Friday, when we were reading this story about vabbing, then we thought, well, Shan sounds great. And this is how we were tweeting you during the show, which is how we got in touch, and I'm so pleased you got back. But we found your YouTube channel, and we played a couple of little bits of a couple of videos out on the show, including the one where you were showing your parents clips that I think your fans had said, we want you to show these to your mum and dad. How laid back are your mum and dad? They're awesome.
I know.
Your dad's just sat there going, yeah, this is great. What's next? You know, how cool are they, man?
Yeah, but you know what? Going to your point about Ian, it took time. I've been in this space now for 13 years, and it was not like that. My mom's first reaction when I told her I was going to be writing a book about sex is she was like, don't you realize there's going to be boys laughing and masturbating and laughing at you? And I first, you know, was obviously hurt by that. Now, you know, years later, I'm like, what kind of porn is my mom watching? But that's in her mind what people do when they get together. But that was their initial fear. And it took a very long time of seeing me grow and get success and be praised, be put down, but raised back up, for them to actually say, she's got this, and we want to be a part of her journey and support her.
When she said that, when that was the initial reaction, did you at any point think, oh, maybe she's got a point? Maybe I'm, or you were determined, and you thought, no, I'm gonna show her that she's wrong, and I'm gonna make her proud.
You know, in the book, I reveal this, that one of my problems with my personality is I'm very disagreeable, and that actually stopped me from finding love. I got married last year, but it took me a long time to find my person. Thank you. But I'm a disagreeable person. Right. So as much as that really hurt me in relationships, it did help me with things like that, because I didn't care what my mom thought.
Yeah.
I didn't care what teachers thought. I didn't care what people thought.
Good.
Obviously, if you want to work well with others, a la love or at a job, you have to care what people think. So I've learned that over time. But I do think that my headstrong, kind of badass, don't give a F personality really contributed to why I am where I am today.
Shan, it's so nice to talk to you. Yeah. You are, listen, we love you, and we've watched a few of your videos, and we think you're great, and we're going to order the book. You're welcome on the show anytime you want to come on and have a chat. The book, I've just tweeted the link for Amazon in the UK. The book is The Game of Desire, Shan Boodram, B-O-O-D-R-A-M. And if you want to follow Shan on Twitter, it's at Shan Boody, S-H-A-N B-O-O-D-Y. It's so nice to talk to you, Shan. Thank you so much. It's honestly a genuine invitation. You want to come on for a chat? You got another book coming out? You just let us know and you're on.
Thank you. I'm following you guys on Twitter, so I'll take you up on that. Awesome. Have an awesome evening.
Nice one, Shan. Thank you. And send out love to your mum and dad, because I think I want to see them talking about sex. I want to see that. Thank
Isn't
you,
she
Shan.
Great?
She's brilliant. I love that. And what a that voice, man.
Yeah. Switched on. Do you know who she reminds me of? Imani.
Do you know what? Yeah, she reminds me of Imani a little bit. 03, do you want to go and say goodbye to Shan for us, Catherine, and thank her? That was brilliant. At Shan Boody, if you want to follow her on Twitter. 0344 499 1000. The show continues. This is Talk Radio.
This is Talk Radio.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.